Next patient, James Schneider. The last name is S-C-H-N-E-I-D, like in Delta, E-R, like in Roger. James. Clinical case of a 75-year-old female that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease with severe proteinuria. The patient, at the present time, has a creatinine that is 2.69 FU and is 40. The estimated GFR is 24. The patient is CKD4. The albumin creatinine ratio is 1,075. The patient has significant selective proteinuria and non-selective proteinuria. The non-selective proteinuria is between 2 and 3 grams per gram of creatinine. The patient has hypertension, has a diabetes mellitus that was out of control. The patient was placed on Mounjaro. He has received 4 doses of 5 milligrams every week. He has lost significant amount of body weight. According to our scale, in a month, he has lost 8 pounds. The patient is feeling much better. The blood sugar is getting under control. He has been following the recommendations of Weight Watchers, and the blood sugar is always between 80 and 150. The patient was given instructions on how to adjust the administration of Novolog, because it has to come down. He's using 20 units anytime he eats. And he uses also Toujeo, that is 60 units in the morning. So there are so many variables here, not only the deterioration of the kidney function, the cardiorenal syndrome, the changes in the hemoglobin A1C, blood pressure medication. He's feeling much better, but we have to be attentive to each one of the variables that we have. I am going to repeat the laboratory workup because I'm sure we are going to obtain different numbers than the one that compared to the ones that we have. Number 2, diabetes mellitus as above. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, lipid profile that is changing, and we are going to repeat it. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft that was done in 2019. 5 bypasses were done. The patient has ejection fraction of 45%, according to the cardiologist, Dr. Bhandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. The patient was given instructions to call us with the vital signs and the blood sugar and the amounts of insulin that he uses in order for us to make the adjustments. Reevaluation in 4 weeks. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes talking to the patient and examining him, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.